Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and this week it is episode number 90, and I'm going to be talking about a question that I get all the time, and it's why is my 5K not improving? So I've got about five reasons, very convenient, isn't it? Five reasons why your 5K might not be improving. And the first one is that your long runs aren't long enough. It can be tempting to think, well, I just want to run 5Ks, so I will just keep running 5 kilometres until it improves. And it will improve, but not nearly as much as if you build up to a longer long run, because you don't want the distance to be a determining factor. You don't want to be getting towards the end of 5Ks and feeling like 100% done. You want to mentally know that you've got a lot more in the tank, that you've got a lot more distance than that. It's going to make that 5K seem a whole lot easier, and it's just going to build up that endurance and that stamina a whole lot more. And it's also going to stop you from, which is sort of like a bit going into the next point, but it's also going to keep that long run in the kind of zone that it should be in. And it doesn't have to be a massive long run. Even running 7Ks as your long run is going to be beneficial. Ideally, you'd kind of want to work up to 10 and have that in your rotation on a regular basis, so your body is really used to that. And you want to basically get your long run to the point where it does not feel like an effort to do that. So in the beginning, when you're building up distance, it is going to feel like an effort and it is going to take a bit out of you, but ultimately you want that long run to feel like it's nothing, to feel like that it is just like breathing and all the rest of that. And that takes time to do, but that's what your goal is. And so if you build up that distance, it just makes it so much easier to really push the pace on a shorter run. Second reason why you might not have improved is because your easy runs aren't easy enough. And in the beginning, that is a really hard thing to sort of like find where that level is, because everything feels kind of hard and nothing feels super easy. But what you need to do is you need to be walking to make it easy if continuous running isn't easy. And that can be a hard thing to come around to, because when you're learning to run, often the goal is to continuously run. And so it can feel like a step back to be walking some of it, but it's not. It's making sure that those adaptations that you want your aerobic system to have are happening because you are running in the correct zone, or your cardiovascular system is working in the correct zone, whether that be walking or running. Because if you are doing it at a high effort, it is not benefiting your aerobic base at all, and it's taking away energy that you are going to need for your other workouts through the week. And for easy running, your effort level needs to be around 60-70%, and that also works for heart rate if you have a heart rate monitor. So you can get a sense of what that feels like from getting some feedback from a heart rate monitor. But if you don't have a heart rate monitor, the easiest way to do it is you need to be able to hold a full conversation while running. And if that is not possible while you are continuously running, then you should be walk running. And it's pretty simple, because it is the kind of thing that if you are guided by ego in that circumstances, and I can run faster, so that's what I'm going to do, then it is the kind of thing that is going to hamper your progress. And it's really good when you can to go and run with someone and actually try to have a conversation, because mentally you know in your head, oh, I think I could probably talk at this pace. And then you run with someone and you're like, no, it's a little bit slower than what I thought it was. And the important thing to remember is it's almost impossible to run too slow for your aerobic system. So you're much better erring on the side of slowing down than you are on erring on the side of speeding up. The flip side of that coin is the third thing, which is that your sprint sessions aren't hard enough. And that can easily happen if you're running your easy runs too hard and then you're carrying some fatigue into your sprint sessions, and then you're not capable of performing at a high level. But that is also going to be a barrier to improvement as well, particularly with 5 kilometres, because even though about 85% of it is aerobic, there is a huge component of your anaerobic system in that distance. So you need to be nailing your high intensity workouts as well. And a few things can come into that. It's not just having the energy to be able to perform those workouts. It's also, are you creating enough time to properly warm up? Because for most of those sorts of workouts, you probably need 20 minutes minimum to warm up for it, so that you can know that your body is ready to be able to go to that really intense place. And you need to be fueled up for it too. So it's not the kind of thing, I mean, really, I don't think any runs should be fully fasted, but particularly these runs, you need to be fueled up beforehand, because you're going to need it. And it is going to improve your performance, and then that is going to make the adaptations better too. So you might look at a sprint session that is, say, like one of the ones that you've probably heard me talk about 5 million times is, say, doing 200s, and there's lots of rest in between, and really, you know, like I'm only doing 4 of them, so I'm not even running a full kilometre in terms of the actual distance. And it could be easy to look at that workout and go, oh cool, that's a really quick workout, but it's actually probably one of the longer workouts I have, because there's about half an hour of warming up. Ideally, even before I get to the warm-up, I would do some rolling and stuff at home. I would eat beforehand, go do about, you know, 20 minutes of easy running, and then go into some like short sprints and some dynamic warm-up and stretches as well, and then rest a bit more, and then go, and then have 5 minutes of full rest in between each one. So it's actually a really long workout if it's done properly. So that is one element of it. And the other element is just developing that mental toughness to be able to do something that is really hard, and sometimes your body wants to talk you out of it a little bit. And I'm not talking about sort of like going, like, you know, pushing yourself so hard that you strain a muscle, or nothing like that, and the warm-up will help with the potential muscle strain. But a lot of the time, you'll be in the middle of one of these workouts, and in your head you'll be like almost half talking yourself out of it, like, I can't do this. And a lot of it is sort of like building up that toughness to say, yes you can, you're just having a tantrum right now, and you are just going to go as fast as you can go today and see what that looks like. But you can't develop that mental toughness for those sorts of workouts if everything in your week feels hard. And so generally speaking, with those sorts of workouts, I would put them towards the beginning of the week so they're out of the way, and also so you have the most possible mental energy for them as well. And I think go into them knowing that they're not going to look pretty. You're not going to feel particularly gifted. You know, I like to think of track days as like a funeral for my ego. And if you go in expecting that, then anything you get out of it is really a bonus. But there should be space within your week, and it doesn't have to be every week, but every once in a while, for you to absolutely max out your effort, for you to have those sort of like top end adaptations within your power system. The fourth reason why you might not be improving is because you don't sit on your threshold enough. And threshold is roughly about 10 kilometer race pace. And, you know, it can be one of those things that, because it is supposed to be, like, quote, comfortably hard, it can be something that people avoid in workouts because they don't like that feeling of discomfort. And it's not as short as sprint work, so you have to kind of stay focused for longer, and it does take time to build up to it. But the good thing to keep in mind is that there are a zillion ways to incorporate threshold work that aren't you sitting on that pace continuously for, you know, 3, 5, 6 kilometres, whatever. There are lots of ways to incorporate it in fartleks or in tempo intervals or in repeats, all sorts of ways, so that you can start to to get more comfortable with that sort of, like, you're just on the edge of what's comfortable and what's not comfortable. And so if you are looking at it from an effort base, it's like probably about 80% effort. Similar for, you know, for your heart rate, it's about that sort of zone. And you should still be able to talk in short sentences, but not in full sentences. So if you get to the point where you are having trouble controlling your breathing too fast, and I think that's often also why people don't like doing that kind of work, because they think it's faster than what it really is. And so a lot of people look at tempo and they think of it as like a maximum time trial type thing, which is not at all. It is much more like a race pace that you could hold for 45 minutes to an hour. So it's probably slower than what you think it is. And generally speaking, it's probably about 15 seconds slower, like in terms of like minute per kilometer, slower than like what your sort of like your 5k pace is. So particularly when you're doing things and it's like a tempo repeat of 1 kilometer, that it should feel like an increased effort, but it isn't something that you should be struggling with. So if it's something you're really struggling with, it's probably too fast. And the final thing why you might not be improving with your 5k is because you avoid hills and hill sprints. And hill work is one of the only things that is sort of like strength work within the context of running. And you are going to need strong legs, strong hamstrings, strong glutes to be able to really improve that 5 kilometer time. So that strength work and that running specific strength work is really important. And it's the kind of thing that it's really natural to be going, like, I just want to run this on flat, but the hills are going to make you stronger and they are really going to benefit you in the long run. And there's a time and a place for flat running. Like if you're doing, you know, tempo sets, absolutely you want to go on the flat for that. But for easy stuff, for long stuff, embrace the hills, because they're just going to make you that much stronger. And that also means going slower for those things, and that you might be walking up some of the hills, and that's all part of the process. So really the issue with 5Ks is it's possibly more, you need to be more targeted than what you are. You need to spend time at the bottom of your aerobic zone. You need to spend time at the top of your aerobic zone. You need to spend time like just sitting just underneath your 5K pace, and you need time above your 5K pace. And all of those things are not going to happen if you are going out every week and trying to run a new PB at parkrun. In fact, that's probably like a quick way to really hate running 5Ks is going for a new PB every week, because that's not how progress works. That's not how adaptation happens. And also you're mentally you're burning through that capability to dig deep if you're asking yourself to do it every week. And finally, the main thing is to not be discouraged that improving your 5K takes a lot of time, because it is one of the more challenging distances. It's shorter. There's far less room for error. You can't so much sort of like start slow and work into it like you would with the longer distances. It's extremely demanding on all of your energy systems. And it's because it's that, just that shorter time zone, like working to get, you know, even 10 seconds can be a real challenge. And it's easier to be kind of going, you know, like this person just took 5 minutes off their, you know, their half. I should be able to, you know, get, you know, like a couple of minutes off my 5K. But it's just, it's such a longer time domain. It's so much easier in a lot of ways. So don't expect things to happen in a really quick fashion because it's a shorter distance. It is just like that much more work, and because of that you do need to get quite strategic with it. And it's important to realize that there are always going to be reasons why maybe your 5k has been stuck at a certain level for a long time, and often it's because you haven't been specifically training that for that specific distance. And it's certainly not because you're unlikely to improve, or you aren't, quote, a natural runner, or any of those things. Everyone will improve given the right stimulus. It's just sort of finding what that is. And this is, of course, sort of general advice. So to really look at, for you, what you need to work on your 5K, a really easy way to do that, if you have anything that's sort of recorded your times from, you know, like shorter distances to longer distances, you can look at those times and you can put them in one of those equivalent calculator type things, and you'll be able to see, oh yeah, it's predicted that this, my 10K should be this and it's about that, and it's predicted that my 1K best time should be this and it's about that, but my 400 meters is way off, like it's way slower than what they predicted. And so you can kind of see, okay, my weakness is really in this kind of like this short sprint work. So if I focus more attention on that, then that's going to be a huge level of improvement. Or it might be the other way around, and that your sprinting is quite strong, but your, you know, longer time domain stuff like 10K is quite weak. And so you'd have more of a focus on that aerobic based style training. So you can kind of look at roughly where you should be, and then kind of look at what is going to benefit you specifically, rather than kind of guessing as to what you're going to need and sort of spreading yourself across like all of the different types of workouts, rather than focusing on the one thing that's going to benefit you the most. So that's it for this week. Hopefully that will help you with your 5K. Good thing to keep in mind as we go into summer, that everything is going to be slower. And it's like this fun little surprise that you get when it starts to cool down again, because you really have no idea how fit you are until, you know, autumn shows up. So it's just sort of like this nice little present that you get after summer. So keep that in mind with your running. Everything is going to slow down, and it isn't representative of your fitness in any way. It's just a lot more work in the heat. I will be back next week. As always, got any questions, let me know, and I'll have a chat about them on the podcast. And Learn to Run registrations are open, as are our walking challenge group. That's also open, so jump on that if you'd like to get started. Speak to you soon. Bye.